Blaine is, of course, the founder of Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory. And Blaine, it's great to have you again this morning.
Sure thing, Dale. Glad to be back again.
And we've also got a stand-in guest today. She will not be on the radio. I don't think she'd want to if she had the chance anyways, but it's great to have Jennifer Barrett. She's from the Florida Times Union this morning and with us, and it's great to have her looking on. But today we're going to be discussing personal injury. And this is one of Blaine's, of course, his specialties that he deals with. But before we really get into that, Blaine, if you would, just briefly explain the essence of your specialty this morning.
Sure. Well, as Dale said, I have two main things that I do in my private practice, two things that are involved with the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, one of them being personal injury. And for the most part, that means car crashes. The automobile is a great invention and is very helpful for transporting people, but creates a lot of injury scenarios in the process. So what I was planning to talk about today, in addition to answering any calls that the listeners may have for us, is issues relating to car insurance, particularly this misconception about being fully covered or full coverage. I hear that all the time from people who've come to see me, and they don't really understand what that means. They have this wrong idea. So we're going to talk a little bit about the components of car insurance, how it relates to a car crash scenario, and maybe give you some suggestions along the way on stuff that you should have and maybe stuff you don't need to have.
All right. Maybe you're on the roadways right now, and if you can pull over and make a safe call, or if you're sitting in traffic this morning, if you would, call us in, 781-4321, 781-4321. If you have a question about anything at all, with, of course, relating to personal injury and more so with insurance, we'd sure love to hear from you this morning, 781-4321. And, of course, if you'd like some more information about Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory, go to our website at wjbcfm.com. Click on Business Partners there, and if you'll scroll down, you'll see where JCLD is listed. And, of course, you can get to a direct link to their website and find out some more information about them. And of course, their number is 223-JCLD. And, of course, Blaine McCarthy is with us this morning, and we are discussing personal injury this morning.
We are, Dale. And let me, again, bring up the issue that I hinted at earlier, and that is this idea of full coverage. The law in the state of Florida requires that anybody who has a vehicle they want to have registered to maintain a minimum amount of certain types of coverage. And those coverages are for property damage liability and personal injury protection. And I'll explain what those are later on, but those are the only two types of coverage that are actually required by law. Now, the vast majority of people who get that and are driving around think that because they've fulfill the state's laws, they have, quote, full coverage. And I have plenty of people, Dell, who've come in to see me having a real bad accident, bad injuries, and have this undue confidence that they've got all the coverage they would ever need for that scenario. And in reality, often they have just the barest of bare bone minimum. So I wanted to, again, spend this morning, to the extent that we have some time to fill, talking about those various types of insurance. I said the two that were required are property damage and personal injury protection. We'll spend a lot more time talking about personal injury protection, but property damage coverage is essentially a liability coverage that protects you as the owner of a vehicle if you have damaged somebody else's property, whether it's their car that you drove into or their house or mailbox that you drove through, or even crazy things like livestock and pets and such things. So anything that would be property that you have damaged, that coverage that you have on your vehicle is a funding source for someone else's claim against you. The law requires that. Just got a call, Dell, from a lady who had a similar scenario to the one I just described regarding property damage liability. Her car was in a parking lot, got smashed into. She was able to identify who the other driver was and their insurance company, and is having a real hard time getting a hold of anybody who's responding to her needs for the vehicle to be repaired. And I explained to her the distinction I want to make right now, and that is that property damage liability, the last word, liability, differentiates it from collision coverage. Liability coverage, which is required by law, this property damage liability, protects you from a claim by another person if you have damaged someone else's property. Again, the law requires that. People have to have that to get their car registered initially, but what they do the next month or two when their bill comes is another matter, and unfortunately many people just don't pay that, and they don't have coverage when they need it. So another type of coverage that's available that's not required by law, but most of us have it, is collision coverage. And it accomplishes the same thing. It repairs the vehicle, except now your own insurance company is doing it rather than the insurance company for the wrongdoer. And usually collision coverage comes with a deductible. Most of the listeners who would hear this and have that coverage would recall having probably a $500 deductible or $1,000. Those are typical. They make it much more affordable than if the collision coverage is from day one. But in the scenario that this lady was talking about, I was explaining to her that she had two options to get that car fixed. One is to have the other insurance company, the one for the car that hit her, do it, and they would pay from dollar one. Mm-hmm. The challenge that she encountered and many people encounter is that for some reason, whatever reason, she's just not getting anywhere with that other insurance company. Maybe they're just not responding to calls. Or maybe they're disputing that their insured was really the one at fault for causing the damage. If you have collision coverage, which it sounds like she did, she has the ability to use her own car insurance to pay for those expenses. She would have to pay the deductible, but both she and her car insurance would have the right to be reimbursed from the other insurance company, assuming the other car was at fault. So it's good to have that as an additional protection on your own policy, even though you might think, well, the law requires property damage liability. So if someone smashes into my car, they'll have insurance to pay for it. What the law requires and what people do are often two different things. The law requires us to drive a certain speed limit, and many people exceed it. And so the law requires insurance coverage that many people let lapse. So it's wise to have collision coverage on your own policy as a fallback in the event that you get hit by someone and your car is damaged and that other person didn't have coverage for property damage liability. That's her scenario, and I just wanted to share that with the listeners because it's a fairly common thing that I hear and may be helpful to those who are listening.
And maybe you have a question this morning, 781-4321. And Todd, our station manager, is with us this morning as well. And we were just discussing, we thought there was a statistic out there that there's around 43 accidents a day in Jacksonville. And, you know, when something like this does happen, it is not a bad idea to go ahead and give JCLD a call, talk to Blaine, just to make sure that, hey, you know, he's not going to charge you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great resource to go to, and just to make sure that everything is where it needs to be and if it's something they need to look out for.
Yeah, exactly. And whether it's car crashes or whatever else, our lawyers are eager, certainly when we're in the studio with you, Dale, but otherwise as well. You know, we'd like to be at least a sounding board for anybody who has a legal issue and maybe would feel comfortable talking with a Christian lawyer who shares their faith and their moral values to see whether their legal issue is legitimate and what are the right ways to go about addressing it.
Of course, we've had Blaine McCarthy with us from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyers Directory taking calls here and there and, of course, answering our questions. And it's been great to have him here with us this morning. And, Blaine, you wanted to add something.
Yeah, I did. I've mentioned a few different types of insurance. I wanted to talk about the other of the two types that the law requires. And the other one is called personal injury protection. It is essentially a form of health insurance and disability insurance. It provides benefits to the occupants of that vehicle who is injured regardless of how the injury happens or who's at fault. A common nickname for this is no-fault insurance, and that's why, because the person in the crash could be the one who drove right into the tree, and it was their own doing. But their personal injury protection covers them nonetheless. It provides a health insurance type coverage. 80% of your medical bills get paid through PIP. And if you have lost work because the doctor's taken you off work, then you get a recovery 60% of your lost wages also through your personal injury protection or PIP coverage. That coverage typically has a maximum coverage amount. Usually it's $10,000. People can get it for more than that. But the typical that I see is $10,000 of personal injury protection. So between medical expenses and wage losses, you can get those recoveries up to $10,000, even if the other person's at fault. So that's the first line of recovery when someone is in that scenario. In fact, that is supposed to come before health insurance for paying for doctor care. If someone else is the one responsible, then their insurance company, if they have liability coverage, would be the one to pay the difference. Those are the two types that are covered or required under Florida law. Property damage liability, the one I talked about earlier, that protects you if someone wants to claim against you because you've injured their car or their house or whatever other type of property. And personal injury protection, which protects you yourself if you've been injured in a crash regardless of who's at fault.
And I would say it's very easy when somebody buys a car or even a used car that, you know, they just want to hurry up and just get it insured.
Yes.
Call them up, insure it, boom, you're out the door, you're on the road, and you're rolling.
Exactly. And that's cheap, and they think, well, I got full coverage.
Sure.
And they have, you know, far from full coverage.
And unfortunately, they find out when an accident happens. Blaine, you had a call just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I had another call on an issue regarding damage to another vehicle. The lady's call was essentially she was the wrongdoer. The crash totaled her vehicle and the other car. She did have collision coverage to pay for her car damage. Sounds like she also had liability coverage to pay for the other car's damage. She was warning about how the deductible plays in the midst of all that stuff. The sad news for her is that she's going to have to pay her deductible for her car repair because she was the one at fault. If she was not at fault, then her collision coverage, if she had it, would pay for the bills. She'd pay for the deductible, and then both she and her insurance company would typically get reimbursed from the other car's insurance company. But since she was the faulty party, then her $500 deductible that's come out of her pocket is not going to come back because there's no other responsible party but herself.
And Blaine, it's been great having you here this morning. I know we've put you to work, but I know you've been a huge blessing to our listeners this morning.
Well, thanks, Dell. I appreciate being here again. I always enjoy it, and had some good chats with some folks, some of which I could tell you on the air, and some I didn't quite get to. But it's wonderful to be here. It's wonderful to have this partnership with this radio station. I'm going to be leaving in a moment, but next week you're going to have Colleen White in here talking with you on Tuesday about family law issues, and you'll have Jerry Sessions on Thursday to address some criminal law issues. So even though one might think as the Christian community we don't have a need for either, that's unfortunately not the case. And so we've got some good folks within our group who can give you, the listener, some Christian insights as well as some legal skills on this topic. So look forward to seeing them next week, Dell.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for being here. And if you'd like to get some more information about JCLD, go to our website, as I said earlier, and the past couple of times, WJBCFM.com. Click on Business Partners there. You can go to their link, and they also have a calendar on there where you can see who's actually going to be coming in the next couple of weeks. So they've got all that available to you. And if you'd like to call them, 223-JCLD.
I'm Attorney Blaine McCarthy, founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, a referral service connecting you to Christian lawyers in a wide variety of legal specialties. Our website has a growing database of free legal information, and we answer your calls and questions every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8 to 9 here on 91.7 The Gospel. Our attorneys can be reached at 223-JCLD or online at JacksonvilleChristianLawyerDirectory.com. The Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, helping you find the Christian lawyers you seek.